Hi, this is John Doe back again with a new commentary, guys. I'm checking out for the very first time Hellraiser Bloodline, the year's 1996, directed by Kevin Yeager. If you have a copy of this film, just to note, syncing this via a UK Region 2 Blu-ray, just for syncing purposes. If you want to sync up with me, set the timestamp to zero, film on pause, if inclined, put on your subtitles. Countdown in five and we'll sync up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit play. So from this point onwards, I don't know how many more Hellraiser films are there left. Basically, well, what the fuck is going on? Subliminal images of Pinhead. Dimension Films, Clive Barker presents, zero involvement from Clive Barker, white on black, Hellraiser, Bloodlines in bloodified red. First time watching, Bruce Ramsey. Yeah, as I was just about to say a moment ago, from this point onwards, I've not seen any of the remaining Hellraiser movies. I've only seen 1 to 3, so how many more are after this? I don't know. 7, 8 left? I'd imagine of varying quality, you know? All I know about this film, I think it's set in outer space, which is a massive leap from, like, part 3. I know a lot of the ideas to Hellraiser are pretty far-reaching, but for them to be heading into outer space, we're only up to part 4, it's a massive leap. You know, and there's a bit of a gap as well between parts 3 and 4. It's like 4 years, which is pretty substantial if you consider how the frequency of like horror franchise movies from like the 1980s, if you look in particular at like Elm Street, Halloween or Friday the 13th, they were pretty much churning them out year by year. So yeah, 4 years is pretty... It's a fair gap, I've got to say. Clive Barker producing credits. So written by Peter Atkins. And a Nancy Ray Stone producing. Alan Smithy, director. Why have I got a Kevin Yeager down as directing? What the fuck? I don't know. I'll look into that later. Seems to have a space station... Minos. 21-27. Fucking hell, man. I guess if you consider interdimensional capabilities, possibilities in regards to where, like, Pinhead is, like, residing to, I mean, yeah... crossing dimensions, timeline. Yeah, I guess it's a possibility. So this is pretty neat. This is a futuristic interior. Fuck me, man. This is some fucking Skynet meets Battlestar Galactica action. And it's a Hellraiser movie. What the fuck, man? What is happening on screen? I wonder if, you know... Oh, fucking hell. This is a Terminator 2 Poundland ripoff. So these effects are all over the place. Mate, he's getting very sweaty. Technician guy. Putting on his VR gloves. This is going to be Elon Musk in the far, far future, man. Rocking out on his space. Is he old Elon? So what's he doing with these fucking gloves? Dialed up gloves. Wiry gloves. So, oh well, this is fucking law enforcement in the far future on some random space station. The SWAT team's moving in. Oh, it's the box. So he's interfacing with this Poundland Skynet robot. Interfacing with the box, the cube. Very unusual opening this. I don't know what to make of it. I feel like something's about to go down here. Lots of intercutting between boxes and SWAT team members. Are you going to trigger the fucking box, Skynet? Poundland Skynet robot? Oh no, mate, he's dropped it. So where's this robot to? This robot? Oh, it's short-circuited Pinhead robot. Pinhead and the robot are one. This is ridiculous, man. Is it? Are you telling me this is now the justification how Pinhead gets on board? He interfaced with the realm beyond. What is the realm called in Hellraiser? Oh, fuck me, man. I've totally forgot. It'll come to me in a second, guys. It's not a massive issue, you know. This film's pretty ropey so far, I've got to say. All over the place. So you can see Pinhead. So I'm guessing somehow Pinhead's now on board. Pretty ridiculous, but they've got to justify it in some way, haven't they, you know. And the man who built it, Mr. Musk, where is he too? So we've got some Poundland fucking aliens. I don't know, are they fucking marine technician characters? They're all going to get killed off. They're all attempting to scene chew right now, failing miserably. Somebody's in fucking chains. Somebody's cuffed up, chained up. Oh, this guy caused it all. He interfaced with the T2 Skynet robot and it manifested Pinhead from beyond. Don't ask me how it's all possible. How could any of this occur? Who can say? Let's just go with it and enjoy the ride. So I do have a list of like character and actor names written down here. I've got Bruce Ramsey's playing Philip, Valentina Vargas as Angelique. Obviously Doug Bradley's back as Pinhead, so that's one positive. And a few others. So I wonder if Pinhead's now flying solo. Because we didn't get to see any of his Pinhead's posse. It just seemed to be him by himself. Or if they created some kind of rift on this space station, so potentially Pinhead can bring through his other minions. We shall see. Oh, here we go. Backstory, box story, lore story. Oh, you don't tell me he's related to previous box manipulators. Oh, here we go. We go all ancient, don't we, with Hellraiser? Artifacts, statues, scribblings, markings. The box. As always, I'll see the origins of the box. Yeah, there's a hell of a lot you can do with this. You can sort of like potentially with every ongoing entry into the franchise, you could almost, I don't know, technically almost make it up yourself, you know. So how far back in time have we gone here? Back to fucking Mozart era with the box. That's a kind of makes sense. I don't know, you know, I'm thinking more Mozart. Maybe I'm thinking more like the, go back to like the Renaissance era with like Da Vinci and Michelangelo. You know, this is the type of thing they would have designed, you know. From like aesthetical standpoint. I doubt if they'd have the brain power to develop the inner workings of the box itself, but So they're chiming in the, what is it, like the Lullaby Hellraiser theme, you know? It's like the box theme, I guess. The Chateau d'Arrée, he's about to get taken out. I like the dolls in the background here. Pretty interesting cinematography, kind of nice. Dolls in general tend to be very, very creepy. Especially when you're watching a horror movie, you know? He's going to get taken out down by the fucking dockyards. Apologies, guys. This takes a while for my throat to clear up with these commentaries, but I'll be fine. Where are we to? Vienna? It's Mozart's shagging palace, full of candles and debauchery, titillation and arseholes. Perfect playground for Pinhead. He's a sado fucking bastard, isn't he?
Oh, hello, whips and fucking chains and fucking candles.
What's it with these fucking wigs they used to wear back in the day? Aristocrats, innit? Wigs, innit? I think they're fucking lawyers or something. Oh, fucking knife. Oh, yeah, too much food. Child to a chair, tie her up. I want to have a look at her bumhole. She's breasted. Enjoy the feedings of a feeding frenzy. So, what are they going to do? Nice use of colour here. Careful with the firelight and the red light. Overly colorated, saturated images on screen. So I think we're building towards some kind of like set piece massacre incoming. I'm assuming he's got the box on him. If he triggers it, this could get kind of grim and interesting, you know? So, would you technically class this as a threesome? Fucking weird, isn't it? Oh, they're tying her up. It's a sado sequence, isn't it, you know? It's not out of place. This is what Hellraiser's all about, you know? Games of bondage. And manipulating boxes, yes. Whips and chains and pain. Oh, here's the whips and chains from above. Look, man. So she having visions. She's seeing shit, isn't she? So why is this occurring? It's not as if she's actually triggered anything. Oh, they're killing her. As she do. There's no social media back here. You know, they can get away with it, you know. Oh, yeah. So he's a right sick bastard, isn't he? So I've no idea why she saw chains from above. So they've killed her. So I'm wondering what triggered that. Her, like, brief visions, you know? Technically of beyond, you know? So this is a fucking odd sequence, man. Great artwork, but yeah, candles are kind of nice. Kubrick-esque. But spending an awful lot of time on this sequence. Yeah, the film's all over the place. Isolated space station, and now we're back in some, like, Renaissance era period piece. It's a sci-fi sadoed period piece. How amazing. So here's the box. I'm right in saying there's only ever been one box. There's only one box. Ah, nice symbolism on the ground. Kind of like mirrors the top of the box. So nice intercutting. A nice interior light in here with the fire. This guy's out of control, man. Yeah, this interior area is very, like, devilish, isn't it, with the colour design and firelight. Getting lots of, like, shadowy fire effects. Kind of like a montage, isn't it? as matey looks on. You caused all of this, mate. So they're going to town with this woman's fucking corpse. Cutting the entrails. Is this guy like some kind of like Poundland Frankenstein character? I have no idea, man. So he's completely stripped off the flesh. Nice visuals. Yeah, cinematography in this sequence is very, very striking. I'm kind of getting like Bram Stoker's Dracula vibes to the visuals here. Kind of nice. So what is the purpose of this sequence? Where are we heading to, filmmakers, you know? He's an artist. Chained artist. Right, mate. So you chained her up, stripped off her flesh, and now he's full-blown fucking orgasm. Time, sir. Chopper and Pinhead. As Pinhead enters the room and is like, guys, this is fucking garbage. Oh, here we go. Ancient chanting. Occultish. So what they look how they're visualizing this. Yeah, they're almost like just trying to remind us that this film is supposedly set on a space station, you know? Getting loads of like icy blue effects and the shining light. Spentare, the void beyond. Oh, too much suffering. Jesus wept. All right, nice lighting on this guy's face. Yeah, the actor's kind of interesting. I don't know who it is. Never seen him before, but he's seen chewing to some extent. So it's basically an offering, isn't it? Spectarian sacrificial corpse bodified. Yeah, nice visuals. Right, we get it. Raise your arms. Power play. Oh no. Are they going to shatter the limbs or not? Oh, somebody's blackened eyeball. Walk now. Interior light. Shafts of light. Oh, matey boy, you're going to regret doing this. What have you fucking done? Don't tell me she's back in play. Look. Oh, shit. So they've resurrected this bitch. So some weird possession angle. Yeah, nice use of red here. Yeah, this is a really interesting sequence, man. Yeah, you certainly can't fault the cinematography here. It's spectacular, man. Ah, Angelique. Christ, man, I'm trying to remember the opening. Are we going to jump forward in time? Is this bitch on the... Was she in the opening? Secret. Here we go. It's just flashed. Not forward. Alright, man. Spending an awful lot of time back in the past. Where are we to now? Fuck me, man. It's jumping all over the place. It's like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures. You know? Relatively short movie as well, guys. It's under 90 minutes, so I just let it play out. As I said, first time ever watching this, you know. So we got some weird kind of like subtext. This is kind of like Frankenstein subtext, isn't it? Inventor, creator types. manipulating the flesh, you know. So Doug Bradley's barely been in it. One sort of like scatterbox security camera shot, and that's it. That's all we're getting from Doug Bradley. So we're flashing back, flashing to the future. So what they've done here, I don't know if it's a cleverly done setup, but they're almost like deliberately bypassing the other three films by going way back in time and then jumping way into the future. Not really talking about the middle part, you know. But obviously I've got to believe this is a continuation from part three, you know. I can't believe we're back here again, man. So I can't fault the filmmakers for attempting to do something new here. We shall see whether or not this plays out long term in regards to actually being any good, you know. Think of like part four entries and other like prominent horror franchises. They tend to be fairly good when you look at, in particular, Nightmare on Elm Street 4, Halloween 4, and Friday the 13th part 4. I got a sneaky feeling. I don't know, man. Was he fucking dead or not, the inventor guy? Oh, yeah. Two people making out reflected in the mirror. Great. So they killed the guy, but they just left the box. Kind of all over the place right now, you know. What are these things crawling all over the box, man? Fucking slugs. Renaissance slugs and worms. What the fuck, man? It's got like this fucking green slug on top of the box. Oh, no, he's not dead. They tape up his fucking mouth with barbed wire. Toymaker. Oh, here she is. So, Angelique. Her eyes are all... She's got, like, hellbound eyes, isn't she? So they've knocked him out. How amazing. Toymaker, can we just jump back to the fucking space station? I'm starting to get a little bit restless with this fucking flashback into the past sequences. Come back where you belong. Soundtrack's decent. Can't fault the music or the visuals. Acting a little bit all over the place. Some plot. Ah, oh, nice use there. Manipulation of the voice. Kind of going from like feminine to masculine. That's kind of nice. Yeah, she's clearly possessed, you know. Question is, who's inside of her? Is it Pinhead or somebody else? So, wow, man. The visuals in this. So a fucking haunted fucking Renaissance castle, isn't it? It's really nice, man. The visuals, you know. Very gothic and medieval. Oh no, it's just a sea of bodies and atmospheric lighting.
Please forgive me, I fucked up. I touched the box.
It's always too late, mate. Save yourself, take the box, grab a boat, set sail. She travels all the way to America. Now that's how they tie it all in. So we keep flashing back or back on the fucking space station. Of course, none of them. This woman here, I thought was Angelique. I think it's a completely different actress. Yeah, she looks a little bit different. So hopefully at some point the film not kind of like stabilizes itself, but you know, that I'm assuming the majority of the movie is going to take place on this space station, so we can only flash back for so long, you know. I want some real time action, you know. Angelique. Ah, yes. Dreams, you watch me. Yes. Who's she fucking talking to? I can't see shit. Ah, it's a heart. Beating heart. Blackened heart. John Merchant. Heartless. Bastard. So now we've jumped to another timeline. Fuck me, man. Film's jumping all over the place. So I have not... Oh, it's... No, is it Cortland Mead went on to starring the Shining miniseries? How fucking random's this, man? I recognise her as well. What's this girl here, actress? What was she fucking in? Fuck me, I think she appeared in another horror movie. I'm trying to... I don't know if it was a Stephen King film or not, or series. Yeah, I don't know. I think it could be old Kim Myers. Bobby? Is that her name? Yeah, what else has this fucking actress appeared in? But that's definitely... The Boys, definitely... I think it's Cortland Mead. Played Danny Torrance in the Shining miniseries. So, 1996, Paris. Is this old Angelique? So it's like she doesn't age. Okay. So she was brought back and she's ageless or mortal, I'm guessing. What's this? Look at the state of this guy's fucking hair. Droopy, flowing locks to the right. Is this the hip in look for 1996 Le Paris? Nice, kind of a split diopter shot there. Very nice. So this kind of works if you think we've gone from like some kind of like old school Renaissance period to like Paris 1996. So you can visually tie it in with the artwork and the candles, these interiors, you know. Don't feel too out of place, you know. And it would kind of make sense for these beings to live here, you know. High society, innit, you know. Rich ass pricks. Angelique. When will you ever die? I don't think it's possible. So I'm still... I don't know, again. It's Angelique. A mortal character. Maybe I did read it correctly. She could technically be on this space station. Set in the far future. We'll find out. So it's the squidgling sound effects. Oh, look at the state of her fucking pointy, clawy fingernail. Blood is nothing. Blood is pleasure and pain. The state of her lips. She's either gonna kill him or fuck him, or both. Enjoy your death. In Paris, 1996, death moments. So she's going to town, shredding his fucking face. Love it, Raph. Oh yes, I do. Fuck me, man. Where the fucking hell's Pinhead to? Doug Bradley's been in this film for about 3 fucking seconds, baby. Don't think she's going to spare this guy in any way. Yes, we understand. She's very powerful, one-handed. Yuck. So is he part of the Toymaker's bloodline? The box. America, the box. Are they attempting to explain shit? I don't fucking know. Kind of like shoestringing in these elements to some extent. Alright, are you going to kill him finally? Fuck me, man. Talk about dragging it out. That's this angle, though. It's kind of like pleasure in suffering. I'd like to draw it out. So I can't fault the cinematography right now. I don't know if it's the fact that I'm watching this on like a remastered Blu-ray upgrade. But so we're into New York City now. Nice shot of the Twin Towers. Fuck me, man. Films all over the place. So 1996, and then a massive leap forward in time. Very, very random right now. I don't know if this is a positive or a negative, but I guess one advantage with the Hellraiser series, films in general can sort of technically be standalone because there's just a lot you can do, obviously, with the overall nature of the box, you know? It doesn't necessarily have to tie in with, like, previous films. It sort of can do its own thing, you know? So he's having visions of Angelique. So it's hard to say right now if this is good or bad. It's middle of the road for me. It's trying to do a lot of shit, but it seems very scatterboxed all over the place, you know. It's like, you know, pick a lane, filmmakers, you know. So she's really come to the fore now as kind of a principal character, this Angelique. She's all about manipulation, you know. All male characters will succumb to her beauty. Basement. I'm going to the basement, mate, because I'm going to fucking kill you. That's how it fucking works, you know. He thinks he's going to get his fucking end away. It's a different kind of ending for you, matey. She's all about instincts. Guarantee chains are going to appear from above here. You can tell immediately. Look. So this is a completely needless potential death sequence. Look. Oh, she likes granite. Grey granite. Touch the granite. She likes everything ancient. Looking upwards. Oh yeah, a game of hide and seek. So it's these like corporate schmucks that get taken out. If you think of like the first Hellraiser, where the wife characters bring in back victims, they're all like corporate suit wear, grey suit wearing idiots, you know. So she concealed the box was hidden here. Kind of interesting the fact that she's willing to show him the box. Ah, look at her. She's very expensive. Necklace. Such sights to show you. That's just very unusual. The fact that she's letting him just randomly manipulate the box, man. A little bit dangerous, you may say. I used to say this guy don't randomly reconfigure everything, you know? Oh, look, Angelique. Well, you let him play with it, you dumb bitch. This'll be fucking comical now. Something manifests from the fact that she randomly let the guy use the box and then it ultimately ends her in some way, you know? No, he's getting chained up. I called it wrong. Now into the voids. Beyonds. Go and meet the fucking Cenobites. Oh, it's a boar Cenobite. What the fuck? What the fuck is that concealed in the fucking light? Best you don't ask, mate. Alright, pull him through. Fuck me, man. Oh, finally! Please tell me this is Doug Bradley. Oh, here he is.
Took him about 33 minutes to properly enter the film, but here he is, Pinhead.
So, question is, Angelique, have you ever met this guy? Pinhead's back, baby. It's weird, though, because it's technically... They're in New York City in the 90s, so... So he knows who she is.
My bride.
It's all posturing in it and glances. Princess. Right. The box. A man did this. A toy maker or the guy on the space station? What? Everything's rotating. Oh, overly serious dialogue. So back in New York City. Fucking hell, man. This is random. I thought the film was going to be set. The entire fucking movie was set on a space station. I've called that completely wrong. Oh, it's like three different time periods right now. Yeah, she's got a prominent role in this film, Angelique, so it's a Valentina Vargas. Very interesting, striking look. She's decent so far. So what's she up to now? She's doing Pinhead's fucking bidding, you know? Some more symbolism here in it, beyond the box. You know, clever production or production designer. If you know your Hellraiser lore, you can do a lot with like interiors and like all these various background elements, you know, flesh out the world. So I see some kind of like graphical genius. Is there this aspect to the box? I mean, I'm just referring into some extent, just like Angelique and Pinhead, that they're not... Yeah, they can manipulate the box, but they're not... I don't know, it's the box is like overall, I don't know, like capabilities, origins, possibilities, you know? Something they're still figuring out, you know? So is this guy part of the bloodline? It's So it's like they've, throughout time, they've, I don't know, like a family tree, they've always had this gift. Architect, designers, and they. Right, sexual destiny. Don't trust her, mate. She's very alluring. Oh, I manifest. I made it happen for you. She's off. She's heading off to Trump Tower now. She's gonna fucking lube up Donald. So it's this swirling element in the box. I don't know, man. Fucking hell, look at this drapey ass fucking backlit interior sex montage sequence, silhouetted, titillated. And then symbolism again with the fucking candles. Why is the bed fucking rotating in this sequence? What the fuck, man? They got a rotating fucking sex bed. So this guy's like cheating on his girlfriend right now. And she's going to ask, who's that? Oh, you don't need to. Work colleague. Yeah, business. Business and pleasure, eh, mate? Wink, wink. Yeah, this actress here sat in the bed next to it. She's definitely... I have a feeling she appeared in one of the Elm Street movies. I'm calling it. It's either Elm Street or Halloween series, but she's definitely previously appeared in another prominent horror franchise. What the fuck are you doing, Pinhead? Killing fucking... I think it was a fucking dove. New building. Ancient voices, eh? Security bros. Twins, innit? It's like Terminator 2. Two of them. So this Pinhead got some kind of like... He's got some beast monster with him. So these are definitely twins. So is this a little like... cheap ass rip-off moment from Terminator 2? Twin security guards about to get taken out. A pair of them ain't got many brain cells between them. Look, oh, it's a light, it's a door, door's ajar. Let's approach it. Get fucking locked and loaded, lads. Pinhead's fucking luring them in, isn't he? Look at him. Wow, it's a nice and serious sort of hallway. Angular, kind of reminiscent of Beyond, in it, those long surrealistic corridors, you know. So, I've got to say right now, it's a fairly interesting film. It's not a complete disaster. It's a little bit all over the place. There's Pinhead. So I don't know what's going on here between the dynamics between these two. So what is Pinhead? Is he manipulating, teaching her in some way? What's the fucking end goal, you know? Fucking hell, lads, get out of there. So this interior now almost mirrors the space station. Look, now the fact that we've lost the above lighting. I have a feeling we're only going to jump back to the space station segment of the film, the third and final act. We've got this kind of like half beginning and main middle portion sort of set in New York City. She looks better than you, Pinhead. Are you telling me you don't look like death, you fucking bellender? All these fucking pins in your fucking face, you know? Nice reflections here, multiple. That's kind of nice. Nice contrasting visual here. Pinhead kind of like icy blue, and she looks very warm with the red lips. I like it, man. And they're going to give us some big reveal on this beast. We got a shoestringed beast character about to enter the fray. Their flesh almost doesn't look real here, look. Hardened flesh. Fucking hell, these security guards taking their sweet ass time. They're done for. Yes, lads, it's blood. Why don't you ring for fucking backup immediately? I'd be fucking out of there, you know? Blood everywhere. Pinhead's got no intention of ever cleaning up his mess. Oh no, it's the twin. My flashlight died, bro. What's wrong with you? All together now, all together. We're going to get a dueling head ripping off sequence. Twinified. It's just a seer, like, they're stuck on a loop here with these fucking corridors. It's just kind of weird, isn't it? Pinhead and Angelique got their own sort of like random. There we go. Sprawling interior area. Pain. How dare you? That's my words. I'm the only one who can say pain. It's pleasure. Shadow Realm. And I'm the face of pain. Oh, gentlemen. Nice icy breath. Yeah, cool dialogue. Fucking hell, I didn't stand a chance. Fucking hell, man. Please. Don't fear me now. Oh, yeah. Pinhead's just giving him his word. That's a fucking treacherous maneuver. A sexual lesson coming in from Angelique. Teach it to the twin bastard security guards. Sit on their faces, Angelique. What the fuck is going on here? To the right and the left, the eyeballs. What? Oh, they're getting morphed. It's a Skynet sequence. Pinhead's turning them into futuristic AI robots. Spinning. Don't know what's going on here, man. This is going to be completely fucking farcical if this moment in some ways ties in with the kind of like futuristic segment of the narrative, you know? The fuck, man? So they're being moulded, manipulated, adapted into God knows what. Oh, they're getting morphed into one, innit? Twins are becoming one. Fuck me, man. Ha ha. Come on then, Pinhead. Where's the one-liner, mate? Here we go. Ha ha. Temptation is worthless, princess. She's not impressed. Have a child. Oh, here we go. Cortland Mead. about to properly enter the theory is. Jack. This is definitely the kid from The Shining. Kind of nice, man. Yeah, I wonder if Mick Garris, Stephen King probably saw this before. Yeah, this is our kid. You know, mind you, there's 3-year gap between Bloodline and Shining miniseries, so no doubt about it. Cortland probably appeared in like other movies, so I guarantee though, this is potentially one film they would have referenced. You know, mind you, I say that he's barely been in the fucking film, so it's not as if he's done anything so far, but maybe he gets more of a prominent role towards the end of the film. Nice Dutch angle. So is she about to get taken out? It's all over the place, right? So we've just 15 minutes stuck in what is supposedly some kind of like apartment block, you know? Kind of ridiculous, isn't it, in regards to doing your washing? You've got to go down into the basement area, you know? Kind of like a shared space. So somebody's approaching now. Look at the way the camera's sort of roaming here. Oh, Cortland's getting taken out. Jack! False alarm, guaranteed. Look. Jack's gone missing. So it's Pinhead recruiting or stealing children. Nice in with the interior, yeah. Angular elements, you know. With like the roofing behind her. Look. Everything in some weird way mirrors the box, you know. Oh, here he is. Fucking hell, Pinhead. It's not holding back here. So I don't mind this, the fact now that Doug Bradley's sort of driving the narrative. This is more like it. Fucking hell. There's the toy maker in super slow motion. That's a hideous looking apartment, isn't it? Christ, that film is all over the place. So, symbolic architectural nightmare interior. Blood, him, knife, great. Nice angular shot outside. Don't look real. Could be a model shot, effect shot. I have no idea, man. I feel somewhat cheated right now. I thought this film was fucking set on a space station. I don't mind this, but I gotta say, it's not amazing, you know? It's not real. Oh, here's the fucking mutts. What the fuck, man? So, everything's rotating. This apartment block, it don't even feel fucking real. It's like Pinhead's adapted all of the interior. Look now, man. Look at the state of this interior. Cackling voices in the distance. Oh, yes, I will approach those voices. There's chains, there's limbs, there's bones. Screaming voices as he continues to move forward. Curiosity killed the cat. It's like pain from the past, isn't it? Some weird way everything's preserved, you know? Preservation of the nightmare. Ah, oh, it's the dog is, what is this cyborg dog thing element? Toy maker don't care. He don't do introductions. Fucking hell, man. So now it's like Angelique's pissed off out of the film. This is Doug Bradley's vehicle. And what work needs to be completed? Is the box not fully designed? Pinhead's a god. Yeah, so it always comes back to the box. Pathway to hell. Yeah, it's kind of interesting the fact that even Pinhead himself doesn't fully realize the power of the box, you know? I think that's an incredibly important element to maintain throughout all of these like ongoing. I was going to get to the remaining films, but yeah, the mystery of the box to me is an important element to maintain, sustain. You know. Nice visuals here. Shafts of light in it. Ties in nicely with the previous three films. I think from a visual standpoint, yeah, it doesn't feel out of place. Fuck knows. Oh yeah, outrunning Pinhead. He's not in a hurry. Ha ha ha. He go do some teleportation shit, yeah. Appear down the other end. Look. Split up. You fucking idiot. Why are they splitting up? Oh, that's it. Yeah, just discard his child. Sacrificial. Oh, yeah. So they're absolutely giving Doug Bradley some fucking zinger lines in this film, man. Yeah, I'd have to say, out of the four films, no doubt about it, it's probably the most dialogue he's ever been given for one of these Hellraiser films, you know? He's actually completing... We're getting, like, actual fucking sentences from Pinhead here. It's unprecedented. So they've introduced this toy maker angle throughout time. And what does Pinhead, he's trying to reorder it, understand it or something? It's all a game, Pinhead. Oh, yes. Okay, this is ridiculous. Run. Pathway to fucking what? They're opening the random pathway back up to the space station. Yeah, because she's getting chased by the AI dog, cyborg dog. Fucking nonsensical moments unfolding. Famous actress from a previous horror franchise about to get taken out. Manipulate the box. Don't like this dog creature. It's fucking awful, man. It's like they can't do this fucking mutt. It's not even a fucking dog, cyborg dog, innit? Kind of almost borderline in a weird way, like completely computer animated. this Toymaker character fucked up. Is she? Finally, she's back in the film, Angelique. What the fuck, man? Cortland Mead is like, what am I doing in this film? Lots of big fucking speeches. So this is how they're going to... The pathway. They're going to, in some ridiculous manner, that's a nice visual on Pinhead with the blue... Design the future, the random future narrative, design the moments. Here we go. It's a wormhole into the future. Don't make sense, but we're going to do it with the lights. Oh, yeah. This is awful, man. Awful sequence. It's obviously opening up some ripple in space-time. Look. Look. Ah, no more games, Pinhead. Oh, right through his fucking neck. That's a nice kill, man. Yeah, Pinhead not fucking about there. Oh, and his head's ripped off. That's a cool kill. That's a great kill. Now, oh, Angelique's getting chained up. Pretty fucking random, this. Clearly, the box. What the fuck is happening? Everything's exploding. 100 boxes just fucking exploded. Pinhead's pissed off. All over the fucking place, man. And then everything realigned. Now we're back on the space station. Oh, fuck me. So this guy is still telling the fucking... This is... Oh, this is awful, man. To now jump back here, you know? I found that barely features on a space station. We've passed the hour mark and we're back here. So basically, about 17 minutes left. About say 20 minutes. Pinhead's supposedly on board, isn't he? And the box is being manipulated by. So he's got like some weird ass fucking Skynet gloves. AI manipulating the box. Is that more a safety precautionary measure? So they're repeating there. Yes, we know that Pinhead's now on board. We were shown this at the start of the film. So now they're repeating moments. Okay, to the left, Pinhead's got a ally. Is it Angelique? Hard to say. Pinhead's, the far future. Merchant, Navy. Can you hear me? I know in the future it's all about cameras and technology, yeah? Haha, no. Eternity is the game. So he's a continuation of the bloodline, isn't he, this guy? Futuristic toy maker character. A lot of like big speeches in this film that really don't amount to anything. So let me guess now, the film's gonna, we're gonna get some like a cheap ass Alien or Aliens ripoff final third act where Pinhead's stalking all of these Poundland Marine characters. Yeah, look. Solar alignments. Count, even got the alien countdown clock choppering in. Fucking awful. This is unfortunate because I would have had, to be honest, I know there were the flashback or the guy telling the past is an important element, but I would have got to this segment of the film a lot sooner, you know? Kind of interesting, you see how they design all these elements, futuristic elements, for a film that was made in 1996, and then you look at like 2024. Are we actually any close to any of this shit, you know? I guess that glove, though, the technical design of the glove, is, we're not a million miles away from that, you know? Think of like a hazmat suit, you know, a glove that can manipulate a VR perspective environment, you know, or control AI. There we go, called it, man. Here's your alien sequence unfolding, one by one about to get taken out, you know. By the looks of it, Pinhead's got some allies here. There he is. Where the fuck are you from, man? You from the fucking pat? Oh, nice. So nice kills, nice editing. Stretching his face, that's pretty sweet. Wow, stripped off the flesh. Yeah, cool kills. So back with the fucking candles. Oh, look at the enemy to the back here. Dual, so that's the twin security guards manifested back. That's really neat. And that's obviously Angelique to the right. Yeah, I don't mind this, man. So this is really unfortunate. Now the film's getting really good. Yeah, I'd have got to this way sooner, guys. How unfortunate, man. I wonder if there's another version of this, because I've got the Arrow Blu-ray, guys. I will check. Mind you, there's no option to play any other version. Maybe this is just it, but yeah, I just feel like you could have reshaped this film a little bit better. Yeah, without doubt, this is the better portion of the movie unfolding right now. This is kind of interesting how they were supposedly on this futuristic space interior, but again, it doesn't half mirror the beyond with the, like, corridors and sort of like these like angular elements, you know. 12 minutes until countdown. Shit, man, where's Sigourney Weaver to? Don't like the makeup on Angelique's head. It's kind of weird. It's kind of like a Poundland mock-up space station interior, isn't it? Shoestringed budget at play. So it's like they've collected all of the... Oh, that's a cheap ploy, isn't it? Reflected in the mirror. Oh, it's a fatal flaw here with these fucking marine characters. All of them are like split off. Gotta stick together, man, you know? It's a nice subjective camera shot, yeah, showcasing the interior. Fairly atmospheric, but this is certainly not James Cameron Aliens standard, you know. Another fucking dumb character about to get taken out. Also transfixed from the mirror reflection. She's gonna come crashing through here. Okay. Oh yeah, cheap ass mirror gag. That's a truly awful kill. That's comical, man. This guy's dumb as shit. Look at him. Chamberlain, you thick bastard. I'm from everywhere, says Pinhead. I'm not from a particular time zone. And I'm a bullet sponge. He's a lasered bullet sponge. Cranking up the soundtrack. There's a running corridor sequence on a fucking loop, innit? Don't tell me they're going to rip off Alien a tree. Yeah, we're going to get some strobe lighting. Pinhead approaches like the alien. Yes. Why would you hide, man? The moment you lock onto an individual with this man, you think, well, he's obviously high in perception. Me attempting to hide is probably not the best thing to be doing, you know? Look. Do you really believe Pinhead's that? And Pinhead's playing the ploy of, oh, I'll pretend to move off into the distance and he's still there. Look. Look. Slice his neck. Yeah, it's coming. Oh, it's the dog. There's an off-camera kill. So that's a cheap-ass fucking jailed force field. Carducci. That's Starbuck. Oh, no. That's television series. Starbuck, she's not in this film. Oh well. So what angle here, man? I mean, no doubt about it, Pinhead lives on, because I think we've still got another 7 films to come, so are they going to get him out of here, you know? So here's the box. Now. That's a beautiful visual there. Angelique and the security guard splitting off in two. That's really neat, man. They almost... It looks like one person, but it's three. Or it's one and two, isn't it? Thank God for men of reason. Oh God, here we go. Finish him. Oh, they can manipulate a morph back into... So that's really strange, man. I thought they were connected, but they can split off. This is pretty fucking terrible, man. Terrible twosome. Oh, mate, he's squaring up to him, look.
Well, show the fucking title, son. Look at my face.
Oh, now they're gonna... Oh, now they're going to become free, look. Fucking hell, man. Or is this the only way they can kill him? Not the best of kills. And if they come back as free, man, I'll be like, right, amazing. So the countdown's coming down to 5 minutes. This is how not to do a countdown sequence.
bereft of tension, you know? This is Pinhead's final symphony of terror. So he wants to sever the bloodline regarding the toy makers. Yeah, man, there's a planet. Ah, is that Earth? Glorious. So now the countdown's up to 6. What the fuck? Is it going up slightly? Back, down, up, left, right? Yeah, this is pretty incredible how much dialogue they've given Doug Bradley in this film, man. I mean, he's brilliant. It's very, like, captivating. Garden of flesh. Nowhere to hide, toy maker. Right. Oh, they're attempting to leave. Oh, it's now a suicide mission. Time to Ellen Ripley up this fucking hellhole. Blow the vents. Blow the craft. Kill it. So he's the final line, bloodline. I mean, yeah, it could potentially be a suicide run. Take him, take everything out. This dog is hideous, man. Cybernetic dog hounds. Fucking awful, man. Surely they could have come up. This is one thing they've never really done very well in the Hellraiser series. Think of like the tentacled creature in the first film that's chasing after Kirsty. I mean, that's pretty fucking ropey, isn't it? And we're now up to like 1996 and they've still not perfected this element. Ah, she's pressurizing the dog. Alright, it's a wonderful kill. Exploded. Actually, I take back what I said a moment ago about I wish they'd set the entire movie on this space. We've had about 15 minutes of this shit and it's actually, it's no better, you know? Fucking hell, Pinhead. You talking off my ear in this fucking movie, son. I thought you were the man of less words, Pinhead. Now you can't stop talking. Shuttle launch. Shit. Can you kill him or not? Forever. Oh, it's a hologram. Pinhead's confused, dearie. Hologram? What the fuck, man? Toy maker. Yeah, so he's already on the shot. Oh, that's a clever ploy, utilising the hologram. Fucking hell, man. Time to chop her out of it. What? The blue lights, Pinhead's gotta face the blue lights of obliteration. Oh no. No. Don't worry, Pinhead, you'll be back for another don't worry, there's 7 more films to come. You'll figure out a way of coming back. Ah, blue light. Ah, shake the set and my pins. Blow up everything. Cheapest. Oh no. So, Pinhead, getting crucified. Can barely tell what's going on here. Scatterbox editing all over the place. Fuck me, man.
So to survive, supposedly, are these two going to... Pinhead's gone all cybernetic. Amen. So we got a giant space box. What the fuck is going on here, man? Everything exploded. Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Hellraiser franchise. If we chop her off into the distance. So two live on and there's a planet. And the film just fucking ended. What the fuck, man? I guarantee... So I don't know the full title, the next entry in the series, but I guarantee it's not going to be a continuation of this in any way I'm calling it. But we'll get to it, guys. Whichever the next film is, I have no idea the title or the year. But yeah, that'll be coming pretty soon. How do I sum up this film? I don't think it's complete... an utter disaster. It's got some interesting elements, but it's just all over the place, man. You know? Yeah, it needed two or three more rewrites, two or three more edits to really lock into what it was attempting to achieve, you know? It's interesting though, I've picked up the Arrow Blu-ray box set. So there is a commentary for this fourth installment from Peter Atkins, the main writer on this film. So be interested to see what he's got to say about this, you know. Where, you know, potentially was he being pressured by the studio to go in a certain way with the writing. So I'll get to that and find out. Fucking music's just cranked up. Cha 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 cha. So it's kind of comical the fact that Clive Barker's given a production credit on this film. I guarantee you, Barker's not involved in any way. So this is old Kevin Yeager. So I got him down as the director. Going down as an effects guy, I don't know. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure at the start of the film they were crediting a different director, actually. I may have time just to kind of jump on IMDb quickly, see if I can find out who's who in regards to director. Hellraiser. No, type it in properly. Hellraiser on Google. Bloodline. So on IMDb, the director is credited as, yeah, it's Kevin Yeager, Peter Atkins writer. I don't know if Hellraiser Inferno is the next one. Year 2000, so that may be the next one, Hellraiser Inferno. We shall see. Get to that at some point. Yeah, I gotta say, Hellraiser Bloodline, it certainly don't match up to Nightmare on Elm Street Part 4, Halloween 4, and to some extent Friday the 13th Part 4. Yeah, this is a real drop in quality. I mean, whilst I say, you know, Part 3, Hellraiser 3 is not amazing, but it's infinitely better than Bloodline. And I see Hellraiser 1 and 2 are amazing, you know. So this is it, guys. Almost done with the credits. John Doe signing off. Today I've been covering Hellraiser Bloodline. Bang average. Probably a generous 5. I could go 4 out of 10. Maybe 4. Slightly below average, I've got to say. no animal was harmed in the making of this film. Yeah, because it was a cybernetic dog. What the fuck? Great guy, signing off. Bye now.